Okay, so this is our yoga by demand class. And I said about half an hour. And I've taught many yoga by demand classes before, right? Like, what is it that you need? And I've taught yoga in many different circumstances, in the pouring rain, with no props, with a giant group. I've taught yoga on concrete floor to people who don't speak very much English. I've taught yoga in many different circumstances. But many, many of you stayed. And I've never taught yoga virtually by demand with this many people and tried to do it in half an hour. So be gentle with me, all right? I'll do the very best I can to see what we can do for you. And I'm going to ask you to say one thing that you want, and then you got to give me a minute or two to design the class, and then we'll get to what we can in a half hour or so. So, and just one thing, it could be that it could be mental, like a busy mind. It could be something, a particular body part. It could be an energy, like agitation, and you want to be calmed, or you want energy. One thing, though, and I'll start with Steve. You're in my upper left-hand corner.
I just want some help stretching.
Help stretching. So nothing in particular, just flexibility, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a particular body part that you're thinking, like, my shoulders feel tight or anything, or just in general?
I would say it's probably mainly my back.
My back
and maybe shoulders, but shoulder blades, sort of mid-back.
Helpful. Okay, then I know exactly what. Okay, thank you. And again, we won't, if we were going for overall, the whole body flexibility, we might take an hour or two, right? But what you just told me, we can do for sure. Teresa.
Settling the brain, respecting my knees.
Right. Thank you for that. And also what I want to say is we've got people with different yoga experience, from, you know, yoga for many, many years to no experience to, and different things happening in your bodies. You're going to respect your body. Ahimsa, non-violence, non-harming, all right? We might be doing very different levels of things. I want you to do less. Do less, back off, be gentle, please, all right? Thank you, Teresa, perfect. Brain. And Teresa, you're going to be the one respecting your knees, okay? So if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Wendy.
I'm going to say tension in my shoulders.
Shoulders, okay. And then who's next? It is Marie. Thank you, Wendy. Marie.
Just rest.
Say it again. You guys are over there, so it's not as loud.
I want just rest, like a full-on Shavasana for half an hour.
Rest. Got it. We'll have a long Shavasana at the end, Marie. I hope you're still able to be here. I'll do my best. And if your part doesn't get to you, like if we don't get to the... With apologies, be gentle, all right? I'll do my best. Sherry?
Hip release.
Hip, perfect. Carly?
Busy mind.
Busy mind. So two votes for busy mind, like Teresa. Thank you. Lindsay?
Mine's really personal. I would take hip, I would take shoulder, but I'm having some major Achilles pain for like a week. So nothing I've tried is working. And if something like a stretch of that area maybe would help.
Got it. Okay. I know exactly what I want to do with you. And you're going to be very, like, and we'll all do it if your body chooses to. Okay. You're all going to listen to your bodies. And if there's any sharp pain, sudden heat, any pinching, that means it's going in the wrong direction. And don't do it. Back off. And another day we'll do another thing. But I know exactly what I want to choose. But don't go into pain. All right. No pain, no gain is just dumb. Just like be gentle. And I know what we're going to do. Thanks, Lindsay. Yvonne.
Shoulders and rest.
Shoulders and rest. So a double vote for shoulders. That's three for shoulders and two for rest. Thank you. Barb.
Mind chatter.
Fantastic. So that's three for the mind. And Dottie.
Rest.
Rest. Three votes mind, three votes rest. And I expected that too, because it's been a very full day, right? So here's what I want you to do. While I am constructing the class, I want you all, I've instructed you before in this, to lie in Shavasana. To just be in Shavasana at the beginning of the class and release the body. Some of the most intensive yoga that I've done in recent years was a year ago at a retreat with my friend Sharoni in Mexico. And every class, very intensive classes, we started with some very restorative work. Shavasana and stuff on the floor in order for the body to release, in order to not push. So, I want to be occupied with constructing the class, but I'm not just keeping you busy with this. This is what we did. Every single class started out on the floor. So find your Shavasana. You'll be there for a couple of minutes. Just be as I'm designing this class for you.
Michelle, I'm just going to go out and come in via my iPad, okay?
Perfect, yeah, thanks.
So if you hear a ding, it's me.
Yeah, and for everyone, if you can make sure your lines are muted right now, that would be helpful. Dottie, you need to mute. Marie, you need to mute. Thank you.
I am.
Thank you. All right. Slowly, keeping the mind quiet, step by step, as you know how to do, come out of Shavasana. And there are a few props that I'd like you to get. Have a chair that you can sit on. Either a necktie or a towel or a strap. Something that is strap-like. What else? If there's a place where you can have the hands at the wall, that's helpful. So we can see Carly, for instance, could easily put her hands at that wall. If you're able to clear off a space at the wall, that would be great. And then, let me see, a couple of blankets. And if you have a block or a couple of books, that would be super cool. All right. So this practice is for hips, shoulders, back, mind, Achilles, and rest. That's what I heard. Did I miss anything? Those are the essential areas. So I'll give you a minute to find those props. Yeah, Barb, that's perfect. Don't let it be your most favorite scarf or anything that, that you can't stretch. Yeah, it should not like stretch like an elastic. It should have some pull to it, all right? And where we're gonna begin is with the chair. So have the chair and the couple of blankets. You have all the props within reach and couple of blankets, maybe a bolster. And I'm gonna need to play with the video so you can see me. We're gonna begin with the mind. There were at least three people who wanted a quiet mind. And I mentioned this the other day, we're gonna practice it. When we rest the forehead, the mind becomes quiet. So we're gonna just be seated in front of the chair with our head resting on the chair. I'll show you how to do that, but you can start setting that up already. And when we rest the forehead, if we have the skin of the forehead moving down, so you rest your forehead, you could rest it and the skin could pull up, or you could rest it and the skin could pull down. If you understand what I mean, like take your forehead, take your hand and feel that. Skin up or skin down. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. Good, because I want the skin moving down. If you do that for a little baby, they start to relax. Head, skin of the forehead moving down. So you're gonna be seated and you're gonna need some props to keep the chest open and the back not rounded. Wendy is already setting up in the right kind of way. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So let me set up and I'll show you what it looks like. Yeah, okay, good. Trying different angles with my camera. Let me know if you can't hear me at any time, okay? So, can you see me? Yes. This is the essential pose. But for some of us, if we try to do that, this lower back is gonna round and I can't reach the chair. So you're gonna sit up on as much height as you need so that this lower back isn't rounding. If you've got major low back issues, you're gonna stay upright. Lindsay, you're gonna be careful with this, all right? So you might just be here. If you've got osteoporosis, you're not gonna hinge forward hugely. You're just gonna stay up here, all right? And the way you can do that, this might be a couch, for instance. Something where you can have a little more height. In order to get the back, low back not rounding, I might need to sit on something higher. So play with the support until the chest is open and the low back is not rounding. This is the posture that I put one of our alumni in. She'd had a headache for 3 days. And in 10 minutes in this posture, the headache went away. Rest. If the knees don't work like this, you could change the legs. I don't care about the legs. This is probably a good position. Just sit up on more height as needed. And rest. Sometimes I'll be moving just because you're over there and I can see you better when I move. Just be. Forward bends. Forward bends are calming to the nervous system. Keep the back of the neck long, so extend through the back of the neck, don't have the chin forward. Release the chin down, chest stays open. skin of the forehead moves down. Be comfortable. Once you've found your position, there's no pinching, nothing's hurting, everything feels good. Relax the shoulders, soften the face. Just be. If something doesn't feel right, trust that and get more support. If it feels fine, just be and watch the breath. Soften the face and jaw. Relax the shoulders. Ease. Watch the breath. Slowly, slowly release. Change the cross of the legs, change the cross of the arms. Yoga is about creating balance. And come into the posture once again. Remember, the skin of the forehead moves down. Relax the shoulders. Lindsay, is neck okay? You're muted. Lindsay, if you're talking to me, you're muted. No? Okay. Let the mind become quiet. Take this time for yourself. Ease. And slowly, slowly release. Just notice how the mind is feeling now. This is better, right? This is worse. This is same. What is it? Better? Same? Worse? Let's see. Yeah, good. Good, okay, I can see some of you, good. All right, sitting on your chair, and have, these might be a couple of books or a blanket, and I'm quite tall, so when I sit here, my knees are too high. So I'm gonna sit on a couple of, in this case, foam blocks, so that my thighs are parallel to the floor. If you're shorter, Marie, hope you don't mind. Like Marie, for instance, she's going to put the blocks beneath her feet. Marie's an experienced practitioner. She might be doing something a little different. That's fine. So find that place where you're comfortable. And let me see. Once you've got that, we're going to stand for a minute instead, all right? You're going to be standing. I'm going to kneel just so you can see me easily. Let me see. No, I'll just move this. Okay. Stand for a moment, and I want you to do reverse namaste hands. So the hands go into prayer position behind you, if that's possible for you, but you're going to be gentle. Don't do it if it doesn't feel right, all right? So reverse namaste hands. Can you see me? Looks like this. For some of you, that's going to be too much. Some of you, it's down here, or it's here, whatever, or here. Whatever you can do without straining the shoulders. And I just want you to notice it. Feel what the shoulders feel like. No strain. Back off, do less. Just feel into the shoulders. How tight are they today? No strain. Gentle. Okay. Then release the hands and come to a seated position on your chair. Have your strap at hand. Place the strap on your left shoulder, like so. I'm your mirror. So if you're facing me, it'll be easier for you to see this left shoulder here. Reach that left arm up. Bend the elbow. Just kind of gently work it back. No pain. Listen to your body. Reach the right arm out. And then you're just going to hold the strap wherever the arm comes to. It might be down here, might be here. Hold the strap. Roll that right shoulder back and down. Tuck the tailbone, so don't stick the navel out. The navel draws back. The left elbow comes close to the ear. Ribs in. Chest lifted. Breathe. Quiet breath. Quiet eyes. Any pain, you let go. If you're not used to yoga, you might come out far sooner than we do. If anything doesn't feel right, come on out. And slowly release. Slide that bottom hand down. Release the top arm up and then down. Change sides. Right arm up. Bend the elbow. Start working it back. Extend out. And then hold the strap wherever it comes to you. For some people, grasping the hands. For some people, strap down here. Whatever is right for you today, roll that left shoulder back and down, low ribs into the body, chest lifted and open. Breathe. No pain, ease. Breathe into any tight spots. Breathe and be. Relax the face and jaw. If there's any pain, you're letting it go. Release it. Be gentle. Ahimsa. And then inhaling, top arm up, bottom arm comes down. Release. And just, you can stand up again. I'm not going to stand. I'm just going to sit. And try reverse namaste again. And just notice, has it changed at all? I need to look past to see you. Try it out. If it's changed, thumbs up. If it's better, thumbs up. Worse, thumbs down. Same as like this, show me. Yeah, good. a lot of thumbs up or a same. And if it's same, there's things happening in the body, even if you can't feel it. And a lot of thumbs up. Fantastic. Right. So next position, upper back, arms like so. Cross the left arm over the right. For some people, you're going to be able to interlace the hands. Shoulders down, elbows up. For some people, you're going to remain like so. All right, because the arms won't go together. But if you can, you can intertwine. Release the shoulders down. Elbows up, shoulders down. Shoulder blades draw towards each other. Breathe. Look out past the wrists. Inhale. As you exhale, undo the arms. Release the arms. It was the right arm under. Now the right arm goes over. Opposite side. Intertwine. Shoulders down, elbows up. Contract the shoulder blades. The shoulder blades move toward each other and into the body. Shoulders down, elbows up. Shoulders down, elbows up. Soft face, soft throat. Breathe. Navel goes toward the spine. So tuck the tailbone. No overarching of that low back. Inhale. As you exhale, slowly release. I should have had you feel that upper back first, but can you feel any difference in the upper back? Better? Worse? Same. I got to get closer to see you. Better. A lot of better or same. Okay. And again, everybody is different. Maybe a little bit better, Steve. Okay, fantastic. Next, Adho Mukha Svanasana. This is for Lindsay, this Achilles. Make sure you can see me. Downward dog, pay attention and watch first, okay? I hope you can see me. Okay, don't do yet, just watch me. Not this, but this. I'm pressing thumb and first finger, right? So thumb and first finger into the wall. And I don't have my weight forward. Watch again what I'm doing. Not weight forward. I push into the hands. I press the chest to the thighs. I press the thighs back. And then I start to press the heels to the wall. Lindsay, any pain? You're not going to do. But this will make that length if it feels okay. Gentle, gentle, right? If you have osteoporosis, you can do this posture, but you have to make sure there's that length. If anything doesn't feel good, instead you're just gonna go hands and knees and just start to relax that back. If that doesn't feel good, you're gonna just do a seated meditation for today. Don't do anything your body doesn't feel right in. Lindsay, I want you to bend your knees. Bend your knees and send bend your knees and send the sit bones up to the ceiling. Yes, your back lengthened out much better. Come in and out of the posture. Don't stay long, especially if you're new to the practice. Press the chest to the thighs. Relax the head. Barb, this is a wonderful variation. Yes, you can have the hands up higher like you do there. I want to make sure that the back is long. Shoulder blades move into the back. And then slowly release. You just come to a seated position or any way that's comfortable. And this was for Lindsay, but it's great to do something upside down for everyone. Lindsay, better, worse, or the same? Better. Iyengar yoga is amazing, right? And one of the things that we can do, I'm going to show you one more step. Does that work for Lindsay? Let's do this one more time. And if we had another hour, I would show you some of the nuance of this. I just want to show it to you in 2 minutes. Let's say my mind is busy. I can actually rest the head on a stack of books. I can rest my head in Downward Dog. And then I get both the quiet mind, the Achilles, the openness of the chest and the shoulders. This is another one for the shoulders, for Steve and others who mentioned shoulders. So I don't know if you can you see my block yet. See, there's this block right here. I'm just going to rest the head. For some of you, it might be something like this. A variation like this for you maybe, Barb, right? I don't really like that. My hand should be up a little higher and my head should be resting here and I want the back flat. But just play with it. See if you can get the head resting. Don't do anything that the back, where the body doesn't feel good, all right? Play with what you've seen. Maybe you're resting the head, maybe you're not. Use the height of the block that you need so that you're not bending the elbows and trying to reach down. Marie's got a nice downward dog here. You can see the length of her back. No strain. Feel the breath. Straight arms. If you're reaching, if you're bending the arms to reach it, use more height, more books. Exactly, Teresa. Thank you. Sherry, can you straighten the arms? Uh-huh. Don't stay long. Come in and out. Each person should be coming out if you haven't come out yet. And you can go in and out a little bit. How are we doing for time? Not too bad. Okay. I had two more calls. One more for a Shavasana and the hips. How's everybody doing? Thumbs up, thumbs down, flat, okay. We got a lot of thumbs up here. Great job, everybody. So hips. I'm going to show you the best thing that I know for hips. Best thing that I know, and when I taught this in a yoga class, somebody had been working with a physio for their hips for a long time. I just did this one thing. The physio said, after lots of work with the physio, just said, whatever you're doing, I don't know what you just did, but you just made a huge change. Just keep doing this, all right? Now, with this, it's called Supta Paddha Vishtasana. We're not here in person. So you need to listen very carefully to my words and don't push. If you've got osteo, you're just going to be super, super gentle and don't take your leg out to the side. If I'm working directly with you, I would do more work, but I just want your leg to be straight up and down, all right? So take a look at this. Marie is an experienced practitioner, so she will, you'll be able to see what she's doing too. So what I'm going to do, I can't see myself right now. I hope you can see me. Feet at the wall if I can. I'm in Tadasana. That just means my legs are firm. Tailbone is tucked. Put the strap at the ball of the foot. This hip extends away. I'm not sure if you're seeing me or not. I hope so. Hip extends away from the shoulder. And I just hold. I do that on one side. Then I'm going to do that on the other side. Were you able to see? I couldn't see if you could see. Thumbs up if you could see. Thank you. All right. So try that out, right leg up first. It's the left leg that's important when the right leg is up. Press that left thigh down. Do not let that hip, the right hip, crawl up toward the ear. Press it away from the ear any amount and the legs are straight. No pain. Be gentle with your body. Legs straight up. Open up the backs of the knees, both knees. And the thigh muscles are engaged. Iron the thigh muscles to the bone. We're only going to stay here for a couple of breaths. The leg can be as close or as far from the face as you want. Doesn't matter. Just put it the distance where you can have the leg straight. And then release that leg. Again, if you've got osteo, you're not going to take the leg to the side. I would need more closer work with you. I'm going to show you that same leg and taking it out to the side. If you've got major back issues or you've got osteo, something like that, You're not going to take the leg out to the side. We're going to use that same leg. This hip comes away from the ear. This leg does not move. The left leg is your anchor. Leg out to the side. We'll take a couple breaths here. Leg strong, and then we'll return to center and release the leg. Use the same leg. Same leg. So this was for hips. It was a request for hips. So press that left thigh down any amount. It's really, really, really strong. Soften the face and jaw. Leg out to the side. Don't let that left hip come up. It stays pressing down to the floor. And don't do what Marie's doing. She's just going to a different pose, right? It's okay, Marie. Just don't follow what Marie's doing right now. Lindsay's got it. And then press that left thigh down to bring the leg back up to center, as Lindsay has done here. Then release the leg down. Go into a mini Shavasana and feel the two sides. Notice the difference between the two sides, mini Shavasana. Yes, Lindsay's got a thumbs up. If you can feel a difference between the two sides, thumbs up. Bunch of thumbs up. Thank you. Let's even you out, second side. Lying on the floor, tailbone is tucked. Marie's got it here. You're pressing that, you're putting the strap around the ball of the foot. Lindsay's got it as well. Both legs are straight. Both legs are straight. Ahimsa, non-violence, non-harming. If something doesn't feel good, trust that. Barbara, you okay? Nod yes or no, you're fine. Okay, good. Yeah, Carly, that's it. You've got it. Steve, you okay? You all right?
No space. I don't have space.
You could do it standing. Sorry, I forgot to tell you that. You could do it standing with your foot on the chair. So just do a short hold on each side. It's the very same posture, but with foot on the chair. And then you can take the leg out to the side, hold the strap in the left hand. Do not let that right thigh move. So Steve, yeah, that's it. All the same actions, but standing. You can just do a short hold on each side. Open up the backs of the knees. Keep pressing that grounded leg down. It's your anchor. Barb, did any pains come up, any issues, or are you okay? You're okay? Okay, good. And then when you come up, keep that bottom leg grounded. Press it down, 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 down. Release that second leg now back into a mini Shavasana and just feel. What do you notice? So everyone coming into Shavasana now. Mini Shavasana. And just feel. And from here, we're coming right into Shavasana. These are all the parts that you asked for. And when you're in Shavasana, Carly, it looks like that you're touching the wall. Give yourself more space. The practice is a metaphor. Yes, give yourself space. You've got the space, take it. Be warm enough. So I see some of you grabbing a jacket or a blanket. Support beneath the head as needed. And we just did a pose to the side. So I want you to hug your knees to the chest. If you got low back issues, be gentle with this. If you got osteo, you might keep your feet on the floor. Be gentle. You can do like Carly, just rock slowly from side to side a little bit, massage the low back. We want a straight on pose before we go into Shavasana. That's one of the reasons we're doing this. And then slowly release into your Shavasana. Be aligned, be comfortable. And I'll keep you here maybe 5 minutes or so. If you need to leave sooner, no problem. If you want to stay longer, you just stay as long as you want. You could stay for an hour if you want. We're gonna be here about 5 minutes. Take the time to be in alignment. So the body equal on the center line. Arms equidistant from the center line. Legs equidistant from the center line. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot. Let it go. Just let everything go. Feel the body releasing to gravity. Feel the support of the props beneath you, the yoga mat, floor. Know that you are supported. Feel the ease of this moment. Feel the ease of this breath here and now. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Feel the ears withdrawing to the back brain as well, as though ears and eyes meet at a point of the back brain. Pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses, go inward. Know that in this moment, all is well. Feel the breath. Be the breath. Beginning and ending this practice with Shavasana, this utterly important pose. Know that you can drop into this place of Shavasana anytime you choose, including now. If you choose to stay in Shavasana, you can remain here as long as you want. For us as a group, if you choose to come out at when we do, allow the breath to deepen. Start to move in any way that feels good. Wiggle the fingers, toes, stretch as you like. Whatever feels good right now. Roll over to the right-hand side. Support your head. Softly, softly open the eyes. Use the hands to press yourself up to sitting. Returning to our virtual circle. How's everybody feeling? Good. Good.
Nice.
Good. I'm seeing lots of thumbs up. This practice designed for you, what you asked for. Iyengar yoga is super powerful. Whatever's needed in the body, mind, spirit can be done through the practice and in short order if we choose. Thank you so much for staying for this practice. It was such a delight to share this with you. This is a first for me in doing this in this way. And it was so great to see all the thumbs up. And that was really awesome. So bring the hands to the heart center. The base of the thumbs goes to the base of the sternum bone. Shoulders release down. Fingers are not upright. They point slightly into the room. Upright, the Iyengar yogis say, is ego. So fingers point slightly into the room. Lift the sternum bone again up into the thumbs. Relax the shoulders. Face soft. Thank you so much for your practice today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Namaste. Goodness. Well done, everybody. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Michelle, can I ask one?